It's Friday, Friday, Friday.
And she's already bragging about how she wanted audibles yesterday on Afternoons Live with Tyler Axis. It took her about 2 seconds. I wanted audibles yesterday.
I won by a lot.
Did you? You won by a lot.
I did well.
Well, let me explain to you my morning. I was sitting out in Main Drag McLeod, which, by the way, it's a good old cowboy town because you can see by the what was left on Main Drag by the certain horses that came by. And I didn't have a key to get into the Silver Prairie, but this is small town. This is where you find out who the cleaning lady is, and this is how you get in. They do that at Newman Outdoor Field as well. Let's get to the voice of sports from the News Network. My buddy Jack Michaels. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Joel. Probably better than you have been this morning.
God, it was like this scramble. My friend who said he'd meet me, I know his house, right?
Right.
So I go in his house and I start screaming. Then I realize the back way upstairs. Then I start screaming. Then I'm like, okay, is it that important to get on air that I'm about to break into his and his wife's bedroom? So I decide, no, I'll call Bonnie and JJ and they'll help me out. So, yeah, it's all good.
A little B&E on a Friday morning, a little breaking and entering. How's your show going?
By the way, you need to deal with this, and this is a serious issue.
Right.
Yesterday at Newman Outdoor, as you know, Abigail and I came to visit you.
Right,
and,
for 3 minutes. Yes, go ahead.
See the profession. Well, we had a meeting we had to get to, but we were going to say hi. But here's the thing. When we walked through the underbelly of Newman to leave,
yep.
Abby stole some potato chips.
Okay. What?
let me dive inside. Let me go between the lines here because I know exactly where you are. You're in the bowels of Newman Outdoor Field.
It smelled like the bowels.
Where? and get a little of this. I'm there every day, almost all summer. So
yeah.
Thank you. And you're walking by where, let's just say, you could have a barrel of fun.
Yes. There were boxes of barrels of fun there.
Yeah,
but between the two of us, who do you think reached into one of those boxes?
That's what I was getting at. I'm wondering either Joel.
Can I just say this, that if I'm going to steal, next time I'm stealing way better than Dill. Okay.
I agree.
Dill pickled the chips didn't exactly do it for me.
Those are down there. You didn't go into the clubhouse itself, right? You didn't. Did you take a peek around where the
There was this young handsome man that obviously ran back into the locker room for some tape or something.
Right.
And Abby walks by and she goes, I don't know what that meant. I don't know what that was about, but she thought he was, like, hot.
Well, apparently. I tell you what, I've been around. I can speak for a lot of these guys. We have a lot of really good young men for the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks. Now, I'm not sure which ones.
Why are we just getting to this
now? By the way, this quarter hour is McLeod Horse Sports, brought to you by DJ Coulter Agency from Family Insurance. Yes. Call DJ for a quote today. There's a lot of really nice young men. Some are married, so that wouldn't be a thing there. But,
that wouldn't be a thing there. This guy clearly wasn't married. You could see it by the look in his eyes. This guy clearly would have loved going out with a girl from Wapton. So we got to arrange that. We'll do that later.
We'll arrange it. Yeah, that's right.
We need to line them all up. I actually don't really remember what he looked like. So hopefully Joel and I will be able to find him.
You get a tiger growl without a visual confirmation? By the way,
just so you know, there's workers' comp in North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen. And Jack and I have a special relationship. We work together. He handles sports. I handle kind of the other stuff here.
Right.
But in the end, I'm the one that would have to worry about him going on to workers' comp. And after the last couple Redhawks games, you're going to file. Your throat's going to get so sore, hollering and screaming.
I thought you meant the hornet that got loose in my one was, by the way, Joel, that hornet that came into my booth yesterday, or wasp, or whatever it was, it was beautiful, but it's a hornet.
It didn't take you long, by the way.
No, I had to shoo it out to the.
Yeah, you shoot it out.
I like to call it press it out. I press it out.
Let's just say it flew its last flight when I was in there.
Well, I had to protect Abby, who's and you. I don't know what if you're allergic. So the so its friend came back later in about the seventh inning to probably survey and do some recon flying, and it's in my hair. And I have I try calling a game. Here's a 2-1 pitch on the window. I had to sweep it out of my hair. And I'm sure it means well, and it's more scared than maybe I would be, but it's still in my hair.
It could have been worse. It could have been a bat, right?
It could have been a bat, and we've had that also. It's like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom at times over there. It's fantastic. Speaking of the game itself, Joel, the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks looking good.
First base now unoccupied. And Silviano sends the ball high and deep to left field. He's done it again. Marge, get your shoes on. Back-to-back two home run games for John Silviano. And this one separates the score. 9-3, Fargo-Moorhead. How about that?
How about two home runs on Tuesday, on Wednesday, Joel, for John, and then two more home runs yesterday. He's got four round trippers and eight runs batted in his last two games. The Redhawks win. That's how you used to do it at the yeah.
I could hit, but I didn't hit that well. Plus, he's batting against me, you know, professional
arms.
Right.
Ball's coming in like
93. I'm not sure that that's
90,
comparable. How about you at SU?
I'm trying to think of the times if I've had. I was fortunate enough to get some balls up and out, but I don't know if I had multi-home of all the home runs I was able to hit. I don't know if I ever had a multi. Homer, maybe in Legion ball, but not me. I don't think in college. But, yeah.
I had a cycle in Legion, and I have to tell you that whoever we were playing, and I believe it was Great Bend, they had to be the slowest team in the world for me to get a triple. I mean, yeah. when that ball hit the gap, those guys must have been having a cigarette or something out there because for me to get a triple, it was like, donk.
I can firmly tell you, I've never hit for a cycle, so you certainly have one up on my, because you're right. And it's always the triple for guys like us that would be the toughest to get, you know, the
yes.
single, the home, and the double. You can find yes. that. That triple is like, I'm at second. I'm good enough here. I don't need.
Hey, does it count if it's an, it doesn't count if there was an error, right? There wasn't an error, but
right.
if I'd have got into third on that yeah, and there was, you know,
nope.
that wouldn't have counted,
nope.
right?
That would have been a double with an error or a single yep. with a two base error. Yeah, right. that would have been.
It wasn't, swear to God.
It was a real triple. The yeah. Twins fell to the Yankees yesterday, 7-5, but Joel, what you might need to know is that Miguel Sano homered, and he did it on the same day that he welcomed a new baby girl into the world.
Aww, so that's cool.
Yeah, kind of a neat thing right there for Miguel Sano. They'll
you know what would have been cool then is if, I suppose they didn't know, but imagine, because when I was at the Twin Stadium on Sunday, people have gotten so generous with those balls, you know, mm-hmm. the foul balls, and there's a lot of class in the stands giving it to little kids. Wouldn't it have been cool if wherever he dinged it, they would have thrown it back so that the little new baby Sano would have had it.
Yes.
That would have been cool. You know what they should do then? They should just go get one, rough it up, and tell her that
right.
was it.
Right. Or let that story is out, so maybe that Yankee fan, I'd imagine, that got it, would be able to maybe offer that to Miguel, to offer that to his new baby
see,
girl.
See, that would be cool. But you got to remember, this is New York.
Right. How much you going to give me for? That's
exactly,
a terrible New York accent.
Exactly. What?
What's
you really think? You really? Get out of here.
What's it worth to you? You know, yeah, that's it. Well, that's the case of Roger Maris and his 61st home run. And our friend, the late Bob Harris, used to have Sal Durante on his yeah. nighttime show. Sal Durante caught the home run ball that Maris hit for 61 and then brought it down to give to Roger. And Roger Maris told him, nah, you get what you can for it. How about
yeah.
that? That's a sign of both a fan, Sal Durante, and, of course, what Roger Maris, what he was outstanding. So, fan offering, giving it to Roger. Roger saying, you go ahead and get what you want. There's a neat little home run story for you.
Yeah, and that's the class of Roger Maris.
Yep,
that
that's
really
exactly
was.
It. Oh, wait, they're playing music in the background.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned
yeah.
to roll.
McLeod, baby, McLeod.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 porta-potties on Maine Dragon McLeod.
I
right
thought
now.
You were counting those horse chips on Maine.
Oh, I can do that for you, too, baby. Get into the studio. We need to be asking.
Sounds like horse. A plan.
Jack Michaels, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are in McLeod, North Dakota. It's Cowboy Up. These people just do a fabulous job of this. I think they had close to 600 horses in the pre-COVID year heading out to the to the grasslands out here to do a little riding and raise some money against cancer. And then it ends up with about, I don't know, 5,000-7,000 people in the town. So, Jack, they want you to come. You've got a lot of fans here, and they want Marge to come track one down to here in McLeod.
Put on your boots, track it down. That's what I would have. Right. Maybe I'll make that for a call tonight for a cowboy up. If someone homers tonight, Marge, get your boots on. And drag it down.
Instead of get your boots on. Your horse.
Get on your horse. Tighten up that belt, Jethro. She's gone. Maybe.
Hey, Abby, there's saddle bar stools here, too, just so you know.
Oh.
That's fun.
Those are more comfortable than a normal bar stool.
Are they?
I would just imagine. Well, there's width. There's more width.
Yeah, you're really protected. You're safe in
your saddle. You're protected. That's
saddle.
Right. You're protected.
You're protected. Yeah.
But you have to drink with just your left hand because your right hand's always in the air they're going to pull the shoe open.
That'd be a new bar stool, one that kind of jiggles like a horse would, and you're trying to see. It wouldn't be an active.
It'd be a fun game.
Then somebody's hitting the lever. Hey, I got that.
That's right. Joel's new bar called Shaken. And stirred. Thank you very
Shaken
much.
Shaken and stirred. And we already lost Joel.
Well, that'll happen. What's the over-under? Like on 7? How many times we're going to cut out at
and
McLeod
it's only
today?
8:32. Yikes.
So cowboy up. That'll be good.
Yeah. He struggled this morning.
Well, he had to find his way in. Trust me, I've done baseball games, Abby, over the years where the press box on a visiting team had been locked. Where I had to go to an abandoned trailer or a trailer to go get a key from someone that may have one and then go open up a visiting area's press box.
Yes.
So I see, there's Joel. Joel understands. It's like Joel's remotes. Exactly. He knows right what I'm talking about.
Whenever, I got to tell you a story of SDSU when they were redoing their field when we come back. Hey, Jack, he's been in every stadium around, so stick around. More coming your way. Welcome back to the News and Views Radio Network. It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what? We're off to a good one. We're here at McLeod at Cowboy Up, and actually they got a horse outside, and his name is Trigger. And they want Jack Michaels to come and ride this baby before he calls the Red Hawks game tonight. Come on out, Jack.
I would do it. I would do it. My parents tell me of stories when they rode their horse to school. You know, I'm envious of cowboys, number one, and cowgirls for that. They're cool, Joe. They're just cooler than we are. You know, I've always wanted boots. I've wanted to look good in a hat.
I don't know if this is true or not, or if she just was feeding me full of bunk. But Mom said that she would ride the horse to school, and she would then turn it loose, and it would walk back home.
Yep.
And then Grandpa would let it out, you know, if he needed the horse, whatever, and Grandpa would let it out, and it would walk back to school at whatever. Is a horse that smart? Does it do that?
I would think that a horse would find its way back. Yeah,
but to go back again to say, all right, go pick her up at school, you know, I mean, wouldn't you paint it orange then and put a red light on top of it, or yellow, I mean?
So back in the 20s or 10s or 20s or 30s, that was their form of Uber then.
go get her, little guy.
You send a message out and you get the horse coming in. I guess a horse knows where its oats are, so that it'd be able to get back. But you're right. How does it know when school's out? That's a great question.
I was fixing a water break at Dwight one time, me and my buddy Andy were, and this guy raised purebred Arabian horses. I mean, big time. Just a very eccentric man. I don't think he's with us anymore. But, I mean, these are gorgeous horses. And so we opened the gate to get the backhoe in, and then I ran back to my pickup to get the pickup in so that I'd have all the tools for fixing a water break, and the horses said, "Boy, aren't you dumb." And they got out on me, Jack. All of a sudden, I got, I don't know, there are 5-6 Arabian horses running around Dwight, North Dakota. And I'm going, oh, boy. I'm in trouble.
Speaking of Dwight, name three other towns named after a male's name that you would raise a family.
Adam. Adams. Let me think.
In North Dakota or anywhere?
Well, I guess in the region. Three other, four towns with after male's name you'd raise a family.
Ray? There's a Leo.
Yep. A Leo?
Oh, I like that.
Where's Leo?
It's in Minnesota.
A Leo?
Yeah, there's a Leo.
I would raise a family in Ray.
Yeah, Ray would be perfect. That's Dwight a beautiful would, town, too, by the way.
Dwight would be all right.
Yep, Dwight.
Leo.
Leo, let me think.
Adam seems plural. If it was Adam.
Yeah, it does. It's like Adams would own the town, and I wouldn't want to live there if he owned it. It
more
should
of
be everybody's town.
Right, it seems more like a last name than after it, the first name. Is there?
So,
a...
I suppose, what if somebody's son, okay, because that's male, right?
Right.
So if it was Hank and son, that doesn't... Okay, never mind.
Let's see, that's not, I like his line of thinking, because then you go Dickinson, Hankinson. Nope, there's only three. Dwight, Leo, and Ray. There's only three.
Is there any Stanley? How's that?
Oh, look at that. I have family relatives in Stanley.
Yep. That was somebody. Carson, there's another one.
There's
Harvey.
Five.
They're coming in fast and furious. Right.
They're coming in. Wow.
Top four.
My assistant here, Tim, is about to write me down another one.
Harvey.
I like Harvey. Harvey's like Carson. Big. I'm biased towards that name.
Yeah.
Because it's her brother.
He's not
my
great,
folks
though.
Are in Harvey. I've got ties to Harvey. Yes, you've got ties to Carson.
I think there's a Cortland somewhere, which is another sibling.
Yeah, Barney qualifies.
Barney,
my old home country.
Oh, my goodness, Joel. There's more.
Leonard.
There's
we've
Arthur.
Got a coffee there's with KFJO
eight,
and Leonard.
Leonard.
I want you to know that I'm not coming up with all these. They're coming through.
See,
Arthur, Milton.
I thought you were on fire this one. I think Joel's had fish for breakfast.
This
easily.
Was the text club. Steven,
Warren.
Minnesota.
Warren.
Right?
That's another family member of mine.
Max.
Oh, Max.
Look what you started, Bones. Are you happy?
Well, again, the clue is to raise a family. And all of these are entered in, Joel, the top four. It's going to be tough to disseminate here, the top four.
Oh.
So here's the thing. You know, we're being sexist here. What about women? Because
the first one
I think of is Alice.
They didn't want to name towns after women.
To be honest with you, Joel, here's why I didn't use that. Because we've done that before, and we've never done the men side.
Oh,
we've done the women's side before.
Because Laverne, think about this. You guys maybe don't know this because you're too young,
Gary.
But Laverne could have went both ways.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Laverne
And speaking of Warren, if I'm not mistaken, one of the few towns remaining with a drive-in movie theater.
Really? Yep.
I believe so.
I have a friend from there, I'll ask.
Yeah, I think so.
Abby, Faye is a name for both men and women.
So my family's just named after towns.
Faye.
Is there a Denise? Is there a Perry?
Is there a Perry, South Dakota?
No.
Is there a Perry, Manitoba?
If there is a Perry, it's only got three people in it.
No everyone left.
Right.
They didn't want to be there.
You imagine someone just tuning in on Friday and going, wonder what Joel's got. Boy, he's got a good show. Number one in the region, News and Views. What are they doing? They're doing top four
naming names.
Top four towns named after a guy's name to raise a family.
Said my mom was a Harvey Hornet, so there.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was the Hornets in Harvey.
Yeah,
so
they were Harvey Hornets.
Let me ask you this, Bones.
Yes, sir.
Let's say you've got a nice quarter horse.
Yep.
You know, it's now. I don't know. I won't want to say anything, but let's just say it's not a stud anymore. Okay. And you are. It's just for riding. It's just for all the fun you can have.
Yep.
What are you going to name that horse?
I'm going to name him. I'm going to name that horse, and it's just for riding.
Just for riding. You know, you're just going to have a horse in the stable that you can saddle up and go ride, and maybe take on this cowboy upride they're about to have. What would you name your horse, Abby?
Can it be a boy or girl horse?
Boy or girl? But this is a boy horse. But pick a girl horse. I don't care. What would your dream horse's name be? And do not say Wilbur. Wilbur does not count.
I think Julie.
Julie?
Julie. Nobody in their mother would have guessed Julie.
Julie.
Here, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Here, Julie.
Well, then that's easy.
I've got a sister named Julie. Hey, Julie, come on.
I'm going to name my horse Lego.
Lego.
L-E-G-G-O. Lego.
Lego.
Lego. Let's go.
Lego my ego.
Lego.
I'm gonna name mine Sway.
Sway. Wouldn't that
because
be,
after I sit on it, it's going to have a sway back.
Wouldn't that be odd if I bought a quarter horse from the Raptor, the rapper 50 Cent for a dollar? Wouldn't that be odd if that whole transaction took place? Thank you, Abby. I'll be here all week.
So Abby, we're going to have Julie,
And Lego.
And Lego and yeah. Sway hanging out.
Yeah. Those three in a
stable. I'm changing from Sway. I got to have a horse's name like John Wayne's type of horse.
Now, you know, now that we did ones. Town names, please send in horse names.
I think John Wayne's horse's name in True Grit was Bull, wasn't it? It was either Bull or Buck.
I like Buck.
Because remember the horse got shot at the end in True Grit, and he was pinned underneath it.
Wow.
Remember, guys?
And I haven't seen it.
Well, oh, come on.
I've seen True Grit, but it's
Abby.
Been a while. It's been a while.
I think he was.
I feel like
he
would remember
Bull.
If this happened.
Yeah.
Well, he knows the horse
know the
fell
horse.
On John Wayne, and then he had to couldn't reach for his rifle, and yeah. Glenn Campbell pulled off the miracle shot, and Robert Duvall hit the ground. And you want any more details?
I have a question.
It's all there.
He's got it.
Yes.
What was Teddy Roosevelt's horse's name?
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. I don't know the answer.
Was that a trivia question to us?
You cannot ask unless you
I
know.
I thought of it, and he has his horse, and I can't remember his name.
The one he rode up the, made the historic runs, and
San Juan Hill, right?
Boat. Mm.
Are we giving away points for this today?
Yeah.
11.
Well, it's Bow. I think that was.
Was
the
it Bow?
Name of the horse, John Wayne's horse.
Okay. Yep. Well, now I want Teddy Roosevelt's.
Yeah, he was a beautiful horse. Beautiful. All right, stick around.
Cowboy
we'll,
up,
we'll
baby.
Have more horse talk right after this from McLeod.
I've got it.
At
I've
Cowboy
got the,
Up.
I've got the name.
Of Teddy Roosevelt?
Yep.
No, of his horse.
Do we have to wait?
Gotta wait.
Okay.
Jack Michaels, Abby Miller, Joel Heitkamp.
Let go,
around.
Baby. Come on, Julie. Well, come on, Julie.
It's a horse with no name, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a lot of horse songs to use.
How do you think these up that quick? Did your dad send you that?
No, this was a Jack and I, because I said there's so many horse songs I could use. And Jack requested this one.
Drop a little America on a
Jack,
today,
everybody is waiting. Tell them the answer.
If you answer the name of Teddy Roosevelt's horse that he, we talked about the battle of what, San Juan, right?
Yep.
His horse's name was Little
Tex.
Boom. Yeah. Phil got it. Little Texas.
Tex.
Yep.
Little you know, Texas. I don't know if you guys have seen Night at the Museum. It's a really good movie. Classic.
Robin Williams.
Yes, and Ben Stiller. I was really trying to think of that because he has his horse in that movie.
Yep, he does. Hey, I've got some more info for you that's incredibly important. Okay? Here it is. Art Persky. P-E-R-S-K-E, I believe it was spelled. He lived on the north side of Dwight, and he's the one that sold the Arabians, and he sold a white Arabian from Dwight, North Dakota, to Wayne Newton in Las Vegas.
How about that to the stables out there?
Exactly. Little Dwight, North Dakota, right on the edge of town. To say that Art was eccentric would be an absolutely gross understatement, and Art sold a white Arabian all the way to Las Vegas to Wayne Newton.
That
How cool
is
that?
Fantastic. As you know, that I had relatives. My late Uncle Jim was a minister outside of Las Vegas, and we'd go visit him. I think one summer we drove by the Newton stables, you know, because it's obviously it's like Graceland, you know, could see the Arabian horses out there. I wonder, Joel, if I didn't see Art Persky? Persky?
Yeah.
Art Persky. I wonder if I didn't see the horse that he sold Wayne Newton when I was a kid.
I bet you did. I mean, it was, you know, think about it. Horses live to be what? 20 years useful, 30 years life type of a thing. Well, wait, after about 2 years, I guess they're pretty useful. But John Wayne's horse in True Grit was Bo. Thank you to all those text messages. Dollar was his favorite horse used in a lot of his westerns. Dollar was also used in True Grit. Now, here's one for you guys. You won't get this, either one of you, but we'll get text messages on this. In the movie where he saved his grandson, Big Jake, what was John Wayne's dog's name? By the way, that was one cool dog. One really cool dog.
Like
you want a clue?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say he didn't name it Cat.
Dog.
That's exactly what he named it, Dog. That's all he called it was Dog. I'm not kidding you guys. He'd go, Dog, and then the dog would take. The dog paid the ultimate sacrifice in that movie, too. There's a spoiler alert.
That was a great clue, by the way. That was a perfect clue.
I don't know how anyone could have not gotten it.
Giraffe. Nope. Way off.
Right. saying. Did you want that to linger out there?
You're around Cowboys today, Joel, so I'm curious this, because you mentioned dogs. Do people name the same thought process of naming horses like you would do dogs?
Well, not if they're like racing horses. A lot of thought goes into that.
That is true.
That's a good point, Ab, because racing horse names are way cool. I mean, way cool, you know.
Right.
But if you think about dog names, I think it comes easier to people than a good horse name.
I think it would take longer to name a horse, more thought process to name a horse.
Yeah.
Like My Big Red Boss or Yabba Dabba 2, whatever your horse name was.
Here comes
Miracle.
Around the third length, Yabba Dabba 2.
What was your horse again I gave you?
Was it not that?
What was your horse, Joel, at our KFGO Derby? Do you remember? Dabadoo?
Oh, no. Mine always comes close to winning, but never does. Wins.
Yeah, there's usually
Rusty Hooves and...
Rusty Hooves.
Michael's actually, I changed my horse's name.
A Little Dabble Do
You. A Little Dabble Do You. That was her horse, Joel. Yeah.
And my horse's name now, because it didn't win again, is Glue.
Glue. That's right. Or soon to be Glue. That's it, yes.
Exactly.
Cowboy.
Thank you, Bones. All right. When we come back, we're going to be live from McLeod. We're going to give you a little flavor of County Up and the great work they're doing here to raise money to fight cancer. So stick around. It's a good Friday on News and Beats.